content presented on the following podcast is for information purposes only. The views and opinion expressed from hosts and caregivers are solely given based on the experiences of the individuals involved. Because each person is so unique, always consult your physician, physical or occupational therapist for medical and fitness advice. Are you struggling to help your aging parents or disabled spouse to do everyday personal care tasks? Are you concerned about them falling or you injuring yourself? What is the task that is so difficult for you to help them to do? You are not alone. We can help. Call in and tell us your challenge. Here, you can receive practical tips and strategies from an occupational therapist and from other caregivers like yourself. And here is your host, Consuela Marshall.
Hello, I'm Consuela. And I'm an occupational therapist. And on this podcast, you get to learn about your role as a caregiver. You get to embrace your limitations, learn how to best provide for the needs of your loved one in a safe and efficient manner. And you get to know that you're not alone. Look, every caregiving story is so different. And it's you who get to write that caregiving story for your life. You get to learn how to take care of your loved ones. You get to learn how to accept that you cannot do it all. And you get to learn what to let go. And you get to learn what to pick back up, how to pick back up your life, how to walk in tune with your life while also caring for your loved one. Look, I believe you can still find a way of taking care of your loved ones while also taking care of yourself. So stay tuned. We've got some caregiving to talk about. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Caregivers Finding a Foothold. I'm Consuela, and I'm always so excited to join you again in another episode of this podcast, because my desire is to really show caregivers easier and safer ways of providing the care. Because I do know, because I am living proof, that there is a way to be a caregiver and still find time to enjoy your life. There are ways of simplifying tasks. There are ways of doing things easier ways and safer ways. Things that you can learn that can enable your loved ones to do a little bit more for themselves. Because every little thing that they can do a little bit safer for themselves, that means less that you have to do, less that you have to be worried about, less that you have to be even at work stressed out about and not even able to relax or relax at night because you're afraid that your parents may have fallen or something may have happened. You know, nothing's 100 proof and nothing is 100% going to yield 100% results. But we can always lower fall risk. We can always give you better peace of mind. We can always provide ways of doing things that you are just not so tired at the end of the day. That you can make an appointment. You can meet up with a friend. You can start to learn how to do caregiving in a way that your life is not just about caring for somebody else. Your life is also about caring for yourself. Caring for the other people that you love and you have desires to spend time with. That's what finding a foothold is all about. Getting you to explore the option and the possibilities that caregiving does not have to be the worst times of your life. The time when you miss out on life, that you're going to look back and you don't know what the world was doing in that period that you were a caregiver. I don't believe caregiving needs to be like that. I believe that there's a way that you can intermix your ability to love someone and support their needs with the ability to love yourself and support your needs at the same time. So look, that's what this podcast is about. And there's opportunities for you to do like a caller did for this episode. His name is Jim. And Jim, thanks for calling in and inspiring this episode. And if you have a question or concern, you can do the same thing that Jim did. He left a message using a call-in voicemail that's on the website. But even starting this month, there's a jot form that I will now have in my links and my bios and in the show notes of this podcast that you can just fill out the form. Just tell me what a concern is or a problem that you're having in caring for your loved one or in getting them to care for themselves better. And look, I'll give you some suggestions and hopefully inspire you to try something new, try something different that can yield some positive results in your life. So let's jump right into the podcast. We're going to talk about Jim's concern. Bottom line, Jim just feels that he has no life. He can't seem to get to doing everything that he wants to do. And even as the summer has progressed, he's found that he has really not been able to do much in the way of doing things that he enjoyed during the summer months. He's finding that much of his life is just wrapped into caregiving. And he's wondering, where did it go wrong? How did he just find himself only wanting to do things and then finding that he doesn't have the time to do them? So let's take a look at this and let's see if we can talk through some points. So I want to give Jim 4 points that you have to consider when you're a caregiver and you have a lot of things going on with trying to provide for the needs of your loved one. Okay, so let me get started with this one in saying that you first got to identify what are the things that are important in your life. If you don't put a label or a tag or a flag on things that you are just not willing to give up, you'll give them up. You'll find that you no longer have time to do those things. So what are the things that make you important? Put a mark on it. Is it that you enjoy running? You enjoy getting up on a Saturday morning and doing quiet times? Is it Friday night activities that you enjoy? Do you like going to the gym? It's just spending time with key people, your husband, your grandkids, your kids, all of those things. You got to really earmark what are the things that are important to you. That's the first thing. Because if you don't identify something that's going to motivate you to put some balance into caregiving, those things will just fade into the background of your life. And you'll find yourself so removed from things that are important to you. So my first tip to you is put a line, put a circle, put an asterisk, a red dot on a list of things that as a caregiver, you have got to stay connected to these things. Because, you know, as caregivers, there are going to be many compromises in our life. Because as a caregiver, you're going to give up something because you can't be a caregiver and continue to do everything that you were doing before you assume the role of a caregiver. What you have to do is say, what am I willing to compromise on? What are some things that I'm willing to let go of because I feel a need to support a care need in someone else's life? And you can make those choices. There are some things that you can put on the back burner. And there are just certain things that make you who you are. And you really need to stay connected to those. So number one, identify those things. Then number two, prioritize the things that you do need to do to support someone else's care. So what does that entail? Making a list of the things that you're currently doing to support that person's need. So Jim, I don't know what you're doing. I mean, you did allude to the fact that you do some yard work, you do run grocery errands, you do a whole lot of things to support your mom's needs, but they are just becoming so sporadic and last minute things that keep cropping up and you're not able to really, you haven't been able to just relax this summer and get away and really really connect with friends and other people that you enjoy. And the thing is, it's all because of prioritizing what are the things that need to be done. So while the number one thing is prioritizing the things that are important to you that you do not want to lose while you're a caregiver. And the second thing is that prioritizing the list of things that you are currently doing. And in doing the prioritizing that of the list, making a list of things that are really essential. What are the things that are really evolve around them eating, them being able to get medications, doctor's appointments? There are a lot of things that are essential that you may be supporting your mom in doing, but there may just be some things that are just habits that are not essential, but your mom was doing things a certain way for 30 plus years, and she wants certain things done. She wants you to pick her up every Wednesday night and take her to this thing because she was always involved in this activity. Maybe prioritizing how that looks needs to take place. So when we're prioritizing things, there are like categories that you can put things in. What are some things that you can delegate to others? who can pick her up to do something and drop her off and be there while she's engaging in an activity. So in the way that she wants to be still engaged in something that she's done for 30 years plus, you should have that same desire in your heart to continue to engage in things that you've always engaged in. And the way you do that is that you have to look at how to make things happen. How do you prioritize those things? How do you see that those things can continue in someone's life? Well, one thing is just delegating tasks to others. Who can come aboard that can help you? You want to look at people who've offered to help. You want to look at people who just may would help if you would just ask. And get other people involved in that care of your loved ones' duties that can help take some of the load off. So we are going with delegating tasks. Other things would be postponing tasks. Just because she wants something done right that moment doesn't mean it has to be done that particular moment, that particular time. Maybe saying, okay, I understand you want to do this on this day, but this is a day I have set aside to do something for me, and present other options. So postponing things to a time that's more convenient for you is one way of creating time for yourself. So we talked about delegating tasks to others, postponing others. And as an occupational therapist, this is a big thing that I advocate. Streamlining how you do things. So many caregivers work themselves so hard. And I find this very common in those who are full-time caregivers in the way that they live with their loved ones, or maybe they just go over and support them every day and they're working themselves to death. Why go back to back in doing things repeatedly when you can group things together? If mom wants laundry done and she needs something picked up from the grocery store, make certain days to do those tasks. If you can group them all at once, how can you make life simpler for you? And if you're doing a lot of hands-on personal care tasks for someone who may be wheelchair dependent, who needs help in and out of bed, it's really setting a routine. Setting a routine of what is reasonable in the way of how many times you can transfer a person in and out of bed. Then wanting to get out of bed, they sit up for 5 or 10 minutes and they want to go back to bed, and then they're not comfortable. They want to get back in the chair. You're just really setting limits and maybe having some conversations with the physician about pain and looking at other ways of positioning and just setting some limits on what you can do physically. And even exploring the options of having someone that can come in and assist with some of the manual lifting and turning is always options. So you can't make any more time bill in on the day. There's still only 24 hours in a day. But it's how do you structure those 24 hours in a day so that you can still enjoy your life? You got to identify those things that you find important for you in your life. And then you want to identify the things that are important in your caregiving role and prioritize them. Set limits on them. Have schedules on what days you are available to do certain things. Delegate things to others. Hiring out on the lawn service every other time. Maybe you're mowing the yard every other week. Well, maybe it's feasible that you can get someone else to mow every other week and you maybe can mow once a month. Looking at options that will free you away to do other things. There are many ways of streamlining things in caregiving. If it's too difficult to assist someone down into the tub for bathing because it's just too risky and it causes you a lot of pain, but they're insisting because they want to soak in the water. It makes them feel good to get down in the water, but it's causing you too much physical pain. Look at other options. How can you streamline that task? What are some options for them to shower sitting on a seat and having a handheld shower head? Are they willing to pay for a device? It's called a bath lift. It is a seat that you can sit on and then it lowers them down into the water and it raises them back up out of the water and then they can then get out of the tub. There's all types of bath lift systems that are fairly, I mean, they're reasonably priced if someone is insistent on taking a bath. Or it just may be the option of you've already delegated some things, you've already postponed how often you would do things, you've streamlined some things, and then there also comes a point when no needs to be the response. When bathing someone, even getting them in the shower, is not a safe option, then you need to look at other options for bathing. And that would be hiring a caregiver that can come in, or doing something in a modified way like a bed bath. And oftentimes when that transition needs to take place, there's often some resistance from someone that you're caring for. And this could just be for various reasons, but it's often something that may need to take place. And that is a no to a task that is no longer feasible. If your loved one wants to go to the doctor too often and you're taking off work too much and now you no longer have time to do things for yourself, if these are not essential hospital visits, doctor visits, you have the right to postpone some of those visits, consolidate some of those visits, or say no to some of those visits. And look for options of maybe them having telehealth visits or phone visits with a doctor if they have concerns. So Jim, just because your loved one expresses a need or desire for your time and your effort into doing something, it doesn't mean that you have to always say yes. Look at other ways of addressing their concerns, but also being open and honest with them about how you also need to have time for yourself. Because the summer is here, and the summer is a time when there's a lot of resetting that takes place. It's a time to get away, to sort of relax. And that doesn't often come in the life of a caregiver, because caregiving comes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But there should be time on an ongoing basis that someone can set aside to take care of their own needs. So always reach out for support, Jim. If you're the only one that's assisting your parent in caregiving, then broaden your team. I mean, there are not a lot of paid options for like a lot of funding outside of Medicaid, and even with that is quite a process of getting approval for that, but it's definitely worth exploring and applying for Medicaid options for in-home care. But other than that, there are organizations that you can just be a part of. They may not be able to give you the physical support, but sometimes that emotional support is what you need to give you that energy to keep doing that thing that you want to do, and that's care for your parents. But also know, Jim, that caregiving and being a caregiver does not always mean that you continue to do it directly. As the needs of your loved ones continue and their need for assistance outweighs what you can provide, having someone else that come and support in the home is an option. And also looking at outside placement outside of their home is often needed as a last resort. And it doesn't mean you don't care anymore. It's just that their needs outweigh what you can safely do. And you can still be involved in their care. You can still support their needs. But you also have a whole team of support that's there and available to assist you, and you still follow up on their needs and you're still doing visits, but it can definitely lower the load of you carrying such a load by yourself. So those are my suggestions today to you, Jim, is just prioritize what are the things that you're missing out on that you want to add back into your life. Prioritize their needs. What are the things that they need to have done versus what are the things they want to have done? And sort of find a way of working through those by delegating tasks to others, postponing certain things until you're able to do them at a time that's more convenient to you, being able to streamline how you're doing things, and finding easier, safer ways of modifying their home so they can do a little bit more, so that you can have less concern about them doing a little bit more for themselves. And then, of course, saying no to things that are just no longer reasonable. no longer applicable to their life at this stage and their age in their life, and just finding support for you in making some of those hard decisions. Sometimes it's hard when you don't really know how to word it, how to have those conversations. So support groups are a good place to get that support, learn about options that are available, and you just get this really ongoing input on ways of learning how to create a caregiving journey that really works for you. When you team up with people who've been there, who are doing it, and you learn from them and you share from your experience as well. So look, that wraps up this podcast. And in saying all of that, I want to really just invite you all who are listening to check out the group coaching offered by me through Finding a Foothold. It is called Unlosing You in Caregiving. The group coaching gives you the option of meeting with me twice a month in a group setting. And we talk about various topics that show you how to go through this process of rediscovering yourself, how to really truly discover their needs. Do they really need everything that you're doing? Or are you creating a dependency on you for doing things that they could really be doing for themselves? How do you make them safer? How do you set up their home so that they can do a little bit more for themselves? How you can decrease the fall risk in their homes? And you can learn about different techniques and equipment that's available to make life easier for them and really easier for you. And then we also, you know, we talk about other things in the way of technology. What are some technology devices that can really duplicate your efforts in how you're caring for your loved ones that allow you to more closely monitor them and be more aware of things that are going on in their life? As we talk in those groups about different diagnoses and different things that can go on in the life, in the health of someone who's elderly, and how you can identify some things that you may want to bring up to the doctor that may be concerning and they can be addressed right away. And otherwise you may be dismissing them as being not significant. We talk about different diagnoses as well, just to keep you abreast of different things that can come up in the life of your loved one. So look, thanks for the question, Jim. And again, there is a chat form in the show notes of this podcast for those of you all who want to put in a question that I can answer on the podcast. And thank you so much for listening in, and I'll see you again next podcast. Take care, and thank you for being a caregiver. Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Caregivers Finding a Foothold. We hope you found information that was useful and encouraging to you. And we want to invite you to visit the website, findingafoothold.com, and look at the resources that are available to you there. And also, we encourage you to follow us on our social media accounts, findingafoothold.com, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And thank you so much for being a caregiver. And our desire is that you find your foothold in caregiving. Thank you so much, and we'll see you again on next episode. Take care.